Oh my! It's all coming true. Sawyer Heppes. Funny thing was, is Kyle almost didn't want to read that story. So.
Thank the Lord he did.
Did you write that for yourself or?
I'm just fun. For this.
Like, everyone here is gonna jerk off tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait till that podcast.
Yeah. Oh, Gambit. All right, so. This month's topic, obviously, if you haven't caught on yet, is fan fiction. Now, I have no fan fiction whatsoever. I can't say I came across it until probably maybe high school, I guess, was the first time where I was just like, I thought it was an episode, and I was like, when did that happen? When did Kyle and Gambit hook up? But I do have with me the greatest piece of fan fiction tool in my backpack. That I think no one in this room can deny its power and its potency. It had an unbelievable power that let you unrestricted, no editing, no worrying about whether it was good or bad. It was the purest and greatest of fan fiction anyone of us can ever think of. Now, it's not a pen. Who can think back to days when you were on the when you're in kindergarten on the recess playground? Good. You passed the first test. good to see Alzheimer's hasn't set in yet. And you could become absolutely anyone you wanted. I remember those days. I love those days. I think I lived to those days well past any child should have. And I remember them fading. I remember around, I think it was about fourth grade, when slowly the kids that were playing Power Rangers group went from 6 to 5 to 4. Next thing you knew, it was like you and just one other friend playing Power Rangers. And you realize, maybe I can't play Power Rangers at school anymore. I guess we gotta do kickball, whatever. And I just remember shifting from there. It grew from having to just play with, all you had left was action figures and Legos and Pokemon cards. And next thing you know, you gave them away. You gave all of those away. And I remember it was really hard. The older and older I got, my mom was like, you gotta get them out of here. And I still collect action figures, and she gives me Legos for Christmas. So I don't know what the point of that exercise was. I even remember I was gonna make $1 million off my Pokemon cards, and I just watched the kid lose his shit as we gave him like a bin, like a whole little box full of them. Like, so much for money. That was my retirement plan. And I just remember thinking that these days are fading, and fan fiction, or even just fiction in itself, has shifted now to writing. And you hate yourself, and you're editing, and you have first draft, second draft, third draft, and you pitch it to people, hoping maybe you can sell it for something, or stage it as a play, or anything, to show so that way people can appreciate it. All the while, you think back to those days, why can't I just use this one tool to harness into the greatest fanfiction I ever remember? And do you guys know what that tool is?
Player's Handbook.
The internet.
What? Oh, I thought someone said Claire's Handbook. I was like, D&D. I don't know. Yeah. It's not D&D, but it is very close.
Claire's Handbook.
I hope it's a game. I'm gonna grab it.
Producer's note, at this point, Sawyer removes a towel from his backpack.
Yes!
Yeah!
And every now and then, and I'm fairly certain I'm not the only person in this room, when you step out of the shower, you immediately put this piece of fanfiction on, and for a second, you too can be Batman, Superman, and fuck it if he doesn't have a cape. You can be Captain America or Iron Man. Who gives a shit? Because this right here was the greatest fucking fanfiction of your goddamn life. Add a cardboard paper towel roll, and you were the shit. Yeah. All right, thank you guys very much.